Iraq was the dominant theme of the Sunday talk shows. NPR's Libby Lewis was monitoring today's appearance by Senator John Kerry on NBC's Meet the Press.
In an hour-long interview on Meet the Press, Kerry, the presumptive Democratic nominee, said Mr. Bush has begun to come around on the topic of bringing the international community to help in Iraq. He referred to the U.S.'s invitation to U.N. Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi to put together an Iraqi interim authority to manage the transition until Iraq's first elections.
Finally, George Bush is doing what I and others have recommended for some period of time. Ambassador Brahimi is there. George Bush astonishingly said at his press conference the other day, Brahimi will tell us who we'll turn the government over to. So in effect, he's transferred to the UN now just the decision about what government will turn it over to, but he won't transfer to the UN the real authority for determining how the government emerges, how we will do the reconstruction of Iraq.
Kerry said he supports the goal of bringing democracy to Iraq, but he said the public might consider it a failure to conduct a long military campaign.
If we are stuck for a long period of time in a quagmire where young Americans are dying without a sense of that being able to be achieved, I think most Americans will decide that.
In response, Mr. Bush's reelection campaign held a telephone press conference. Mr. Bush's campaign chairman, Mark Rasko, described Kerry's TV appearance as full of contradictions, inaccurate attacks, and fundamental misunderstandings. Rasko said that as for Iraq, Kerry was calling for something the president has already done.
The fact of the matter is, as was revealed last week, the president has been working for months internationalizing this event. And the special envoy, Brahimi, has been working very close with this administration, the United Nations, and other coalition partners to make certain that the transition of power can occur in an orderly and safe way.
Kerry called Mr. Bush stunningly ineffective at foreign policy, unlike Bush's father. Kerry said the first President Bush, quote, did a brilliant job of it. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.